Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
He leads away. Australia are away.
Sit back and enjoy the stroke play of Meg Lanny.
This is excellent batting by Ash Gardner.
Jonathan strikes again. She's on a hat-trick. She comes at Molyneux. Catch is taken by Perry.
The Australian women's cricket team win their fifth T20 World Cup title in front of a magical crowd at the MCG.
Hello and welcome to The Scoop. We are the cricket podcast dedicated to the women's game. I'm Emily Collin.
And I'm Laura Jolly.
LJ, the time is upon us. It's WBBL season. It's crazy and it's fun. And what a start it's been to the season.
We're somehow already 9 games in.
Oh, ridiculous. What an amazing 9 games it's been so far. It feels like the season couldn't have started in a better, more entertaining, like there was crazy stuff happening. It feels like it was just a perfect launch pad for the 9th season of WBBL.
Yeah. There's been some truly wild things happening, which we're about to touch on, and I think we're set up for a really entertaining season.
I know, it's really fired me up. Like, now it's all happening. I'm like, this is going to be a really good season. It feels like all teams are evenly matched. Anyone can beat anyone on any given day, and a lot of players are in good form. So I think it's going to be fun. So let's start recapping the last 9 games. We're going to go through and name our favourite individual performance of the week. So we haven't obviously spoken about these together, so who knows if there's any double ups, but LJ?
Well, I think this one probably flew under the radar a bit. Not sure too many people have been talking about it, but for those who aren't aware, Grace Harris hit 136 not out off about 59 balls. Broke a bat.
Oh, true. No, it definitely wasn't all over my social feeds. It definitely hasn't reached about 11 million people across all our social channels. So yeah, that's a real one that's flown under the radar.
Yep. I mean, there's merchandise available already.
Incredible. Yep. So funnily enough, that was also my favourite performance of the week. That is just typical Grace Harris, and it was so good to see her in full flight at North Sydney Oval. It just looked like unstoppable.
Yeah, it was one of the most ridiculous innings I've seen. And then you add to that Grace's own chat to herself in the stump mic and everything with the broken bat, and it's still going for 6, and it's just...
You can't script it. And that's the beauty of Grace Harris. You can't script what she does. That's why it makes her so much fun to watch.
Absolutely.
And so there are a lot of sort of surprising little performances, which is another reason we love WBBL season. You know, young guns announcing themselves on the big stage. LJ, across your weekend, was there anyone who sort of surprised you?
Yeah, there were actually a lot of options for this, I think. There's been, you know, a lot of people popping their heads up early. Someone I've been really impressed with, I think, who's taken a lot of people by surprise is Chloe Ainsworth, making her debut for the Scorchers. A couple of nights ago, she's played 2 games now. She's taking some huge wickets. Quite awesome to see the movement she's getting with the ball and some of the huge scalps, and looks really composed under pressure. This is someone who's not been under this kind of spotlight before, but looks really good.
Yeah. Definitely. And the Scorchers will be thrilled with that. I think when we were speaking to Mel before the start of the season, one of the things we were sort of speaking about was if they had enough depth in their bowling. So they'll be thrilled to see Chloe as a pace bowler shaping up as a real weapon.
Yeah. And what's been your surprise packet of the week?
Anisu Mushangui for the Strikers, leg spinner. So she played 1 game for the Strikers last year. It's a great story. Come over from Zimbabwe, came through the South Australian domestic pathways, and she's now playing for the Strikers. Yeah, as I said, played 1 game last season. But now she's taking the new ball for the Strikers. She's taken 4 wickets so far, 1 each game, and looking to like shaping up as a real weapon for the Strikers, and it looks like she's set to play a really big role for them. And
yeah, a really cool call from the Strikers too, who have lost Darcy Brown, and we haven't really got a timeline on when she might come back yet. And yeah, you're wondering who's going to take the new ball for the Strikers with her not there, and they've given it to the Leggy. And yeah, she looks good. She's seems like she's full of confidence and really wants to own this role.
Yeah, bowling some really nice spells. So it's, yeah, I was surprised to see that, but also pumped to see that. Win of the week. There were some really big wins. Kind of surprising wins. What was your favourite win to observe?
I really liked seeing the Thunder get one over the Sixers, and that's not to disparage the Sixers in any way, but it feels like they've had the upper hand over the Thunder quite a lot, particularly last year. So for the Thunder to come in after the year they had last year and just straight away put a really good performance on the board like that, get bragging rights in the Sydney Smash is really exciting. How about you?
I was pumped to see the Heat get one over the Scorchers. Yeah, I feel like going back to what we said with Mel, we were a bit iffy like about the Heat, and they were ready to go as contenders this year, and they've certainly shown that they are contenders. They, yeah, had a really convincing win over the Scorchers, and yeah, have started the season in perfect fashion, 3-0. And as we'll touch on with Georgia Vole, they are going into their match at home at AB Field full of confidence. So yeah.
Yeah, and some surprising upset results we've had over these first 9 games too. I don't think the Strikers, I mean, they were definitely favourites going into their match against the Stars. I don't think anyone predicted that the Stars were going to get bowled out for 29.
No, particularly after the Stars had come off a win over the Sixers.
I mean, no team that has Meg Lanning, Annabelle Sutherland, Alice Capsey, Sophia Dunkley, Maya Bouchier should ever get bowled out for 29. It was obviously just one of those disaster innings that sometimes happen in T20 cricket where things just crumble.
And yeah, it's not their night.
That was just, you know, I know we're sitting there watching going, what is going on?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, we're 9 days in and there's already been some crazy things that are happening, but that's why we love the Big Bash. And so straight after that, the Strikers, obviously brimming with confidence, come down to Junction Oval hoping to get another win over another Melbourne team, but then they fall short to the Renegades. So, but I guess that's the beauty of it. It seems like such an evenly matched 8 teams this year that on their day, anyone can really beat anyone.
And that was another one where the Renegades, the total they put on, it didn't seem that convincing. They felt like they were 20 short.
No.
And they won by 81 runs.
Storylines, LJ, there's been a lot of storylines to keep you busy this week. What's been one that's sort of caught your attention that it's been fun to cover?
I think there's an obvious one, but I'll let you delve into that one in a second. One that absolutely no one had on their bingo card for WBBL 09. But another one I've found really interesting has been the emergence of Shamari Adepadu, the Sydney Thunder player. Brought on late as a 4th international, weren't really sure what role she was even going to play in this team, not being one of the primary 3 overseas. Gets her shot because Marizanne Kapp is too sick to play in the Sydney Smash. Player of the match performance with 50 and 3 wickets, and suddenly she's kept her spot in that squad, and it squeezed Lauren Bell out, which is, yeah, really interesting turn of events for the Thunder and really exciting stuff for Shamari.
Yeah, it is really interesting to see how they'll approach it. Do we think they'll veer away from their rotation policy or?
Yeah, I don't know. It's one thing is with the role she's playing at top of the order with Talia Wilson, it's almost one you don't want to fiddle with too much as long as it's working.
No.
So, you know, if she keeps playing well, it doesn't really make sense to mix up your opening partnership. So that is an interesting spot for the Thunder to be in. Not a bad spot, just an interesting one.
It's a great thing for fans because Shamari Adepadu at her best with bat and ball is a sight to behold. So fingers crossed for our sake, she can keep it up. This is by no means my favourite storyline, but it has certainly been an interesting one to read and watch unfold. Alyssa Healy unfortunately got in between a fight between her 2 staffies and seems to have cut her finger, and we don't know when she'll be available again to play for the Sixers, which has meant the Sixers have had to make a few changes. Young Kate Pelly was forced to take the gloves, and the Sixers have got another local replacement into their squad, and it's just created a bit of an interesting spot for their team. I mean, we've seen them lose the first opening 3 matches, and losing Alyssa Healy, she's been captaining Australia, she's the best wicketkeeper in the country, and we know how good of a team the Sixers are, but there's no doubt that losing someone like Elisa Healy can have a huge impact on the squad, the balance of the team. And yeah, it's pretty tricky for them moving forward and how they're going to rebound from this.
Yeah, I mean, you look at how strong their list is, and taking one player out of that shouldn't have this big a ramification. But obviously, she's Elisa Healy. She does two very important jobs. I think they made the right call to put Pez back up to the top of the order. I don't think it's fair to ask or reasonable to ask 17-year-old Kate Pally to wicket keep and open the batting in her first couple of WBBL games ever. It does mean they've had to sacrifice having Pez down the order, where she's become, you know, a really damaging player over the last 12 months. But Pez spent six seasons opening for that team. Feel like if someone can settle in and do that job, it is Pez. I did feel a little bit bad for poor Phoebe Litchfield the other night too. The Sixers' original statement just said Elisa Healy was out, having undergone surgery on her hand following a domestic accident. We were all kind of thinking, you know, she cut her hand trying to cut an avocado or something. It's happened before.
Avocado gate 2.0.
Then poor old Phoebe's on the blast has let slip that there was a vicious dog attack, which again is not really what's happened either. It was obviously an accident, and we're sure Misty and Millie feel very bad about it, and apparently they're all friends again.
Thrilled they're friends.
Yeah, Midge said they've all had a debrief, so that's good to know.
It was quite funny to hear, though, Charlotte Edwards, after their third loss last night, could see the lighter side and make it very clear that no pets were coming along on the road. Yeah, we were saying before, LJ, that they don't play another game at North Sydney Oval for a while, so back in middle of November, which she suggested might be good for the group to sort of come together, you know, get stuck into some training and kind of regroup. Because as she said, it's a long season and should be by no means panic stations for them.
Yeah, and it was a really quick lead-in for all the teams. They were playing state cricket up to like less than a week before the first WBBL game. So this might be a good chance for them to gel as a squad and spend a lot of time together and work their way into this comp. And as Lottie also pointed out last night, the Strikers did lose their first three games last year and they did all right in the end. So by no means are the Sixers going to be counted out at this point.
Certainly not. Certainly not. What a start it's been, LJ. We're sure the fun won't stop. There'll be so much more to chat about next week. But for now, here is Brisbane Heat all-rounder Georgia Vole. Georgia Vole, great to see you, and thank you for joining us on the Scoop podcast for the very first time, hopefully the first of many. Congrats on a big win for the Brisbane Heat last night. Got a bit tight in the end, but I'm sure it was nice for you guys in the dugout to watch Michaela Hinkley hit that big six over the rope.
Yeah, it definitely was. I think, you know, I should have seen that last couple of runs through, but, you know, it's the way cricket rolls, and it's sort of nice to have the depth that we have in our batting order. To sort of trust that, you know, when we get into situations like that, we can still win the game. I think, like, in the last couple of seasons, it's been a bit, we've been rolled for situations like that, which has been disappointing. But it's been nice to, you know, have the balance of the group that we've got to be able to back the people all the way down the order. So, yeah, it was nice to come away with the win.
Yeah, talk us about what it's like in the dugout during a chase like that. Who's calm and who gets a bit nervous?
I got a bit nervous just because I've been in situations like that before and we've crumbled. But, yeah, I think, you know, Grace was just in the background laughing away and telling me what I should have done and whatever else. And I was like, yes, Grace, I'm just trying to watch. but yeah, I think everyone was pretty calm. Like, I think when we had Mickey going out at number eight, we're sort of like, you know, she bats four for Queensland. So we had full confidence that she could do it. And then she, you know, banged on over the rope and we were pretty much home. So yeah, it was pretty nice to see her do that.
And Sydney Sixers, Brisbane Heat games, they always seem to deliver something. Is that a fixture you guys sort of earmark on the calendar and look forward to? And is it nice to get one over them early in the season?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's always, every year, it's some of the tightest games. I think last year, both of them were really tight games, obviously lost.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The last ball last year, thanks to me. And then,
come on.
And then sort of they needed, I don't know, 10s or 11s, and they ended up chasing it as well. So it always seems to be a really good contest in between between us two. And I think we sort of end up both playing really good cricket, and it ends up being a really good contest.
And you've gone 3 from 3 on the road to start the season. How good does that feel coming into a match at home at AB Field this weekend?
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, we've all sort of chipped in at different times, which has been nice. I think, obviously, Gracie started us off really well. Redders as well at the top. Like, we've been going at 10s for the first couple, 5-6 overs, most every game. So, it's been really nice. When someone hasn't, contributed, someone sort of picked them up and kept us rolling. So, it's been really good. We're sort of confident going into this next game, and hopefully we can keep performing. It'd be nice to get out in front of our Brizzy fans as well.
Yeah, very good. And for you personally, Georgia, how do you feel like your game's coming along? Player of the match last night, seems to be coming along really nicely for you. What have you sort of spent the off season working on?
A lot of bowling as well as batting. I've been pretty disappointed with the way I've started with the bat with WNCL as well as WBBL, but I've definitely had the best preseason that I've ever had. Scored some good runs in Premier Cricket as well, and the T20 Max. It's sort of just about putting it into games now, I think. It was nice to get a few runs last night and just sort of be out in the middle for a little bit. But also been working on a lot with my bowling, sort of had that of sort of closing out as well as sort of just trying to get through an over in the middle as well. So that's been kind of nice to be able to get the opportunity to have a bowl as well.
And touching on your bowling, is that something Jess Johnson and Ash Nofke have talked to you about, that you will play a bigger role with the ball throughout this season?
Yeah, definitely. I think sort of work through all the preseason, knowing that will be, something that I'll be doing. We just didn't know how much, to be honest. Like, it would maybe be one over, maybe two, and maybe none. It's just been that, I've done okay the last couple of games, and I've actually got a few more overs, which has been nice. But it's sort of just the way that our bowlers bowl, and if someone sort of goes for a few more runs, then I'm sort of there to pick them up and try and sneak an over and sort of work around the other bowlers. So it's really, really nice to be able to get the opportunity. Obviously, I love bowling. I love getting into the game that way as well. But yeah, it's sort of just been nice to be able to contribute in the first couple of games.
And tell us, Georgia, what's it like having Jess Johnson as your captain, having her around the team and having her as someone that you can lean on and ask for advice?
Yeah, I think it's been really good. Obviously, she was here for a lot of the preseason, which was nice as well, and then obviously went away with the Aussie girls, but came back because she didn't do the 100. So yeah, she's been around the group a little bit more this year. I think she's been really calm in sort of her decisions around captaincy and all the other things. But it's been great to sort of ask her questions and stuff. We're sort of similar bowlers in the fact that try and skid onto the stumps and try and close out a game. So it's been nice to be able to chat to her about those type of things as well.
We know JJ's a very competitive person and loves winning. Is she so the most fired up competitor in the heat group, or is it someone else?
I think a lot of the girls are pretty fired up. I think we've felt short a couple of times in the last couple of years, which has been disappointing. But I think this year everyone's sort of hungry. We've got a sort of a great group. We've had the group the same sort of group in the last couple of years. So it's sort of, I think it's time that we should be going one step further. But yeah, I think it's just about keeping really close as a group through the whole season. And, you know, and when we're like that, we play our best cricket.
Yeah. Is that desire to be back playing in the final and lifting that trophy, is that as strong as it's ever been? And is that something that you guys have spoken about coming into this season?
Not a whole lot. I think like the most important thing for us this year was trying to stay as tight as we can. I think in previous years it's been a little bit, you know, you're tight when you're winning and then when you're losing, some things sort of separate. But I think we've had a really good, strong pre-season with everyone and everyone sort of knows their roles and exactly what they need to do. So, you know, I think it's actually shown in these last couple of games. We speak about having two top fours in the batting lineup, and it doesn't matter what number you are. So, and I think everyone's sort of accepted their role in the team. And it's worked really nicely so far.
Nice one. And how big an addition has someone like Mignon Dupreau been then to that top order that, or middle order you've got at the Heat now?
Yeah, she's been great. I've actually probably never met a nicer person and someone that smiles so much. So she's been a great to have around the group. Love talking cricket, love talking life with her. She's a great human. And yeah, it's been really good to have her as well as Bessie and Glennie around the group as well. And then when Mealy gets here in a couple of weeks.
Just quickly, Georgia, I'm sure you saw Georgia Redmayne's activity on Instagram last night. She's back at a meme-making mischief again.
Yes. Honestly, I don't know. She just has spare time, which, like, I'm not sure when she does. Like,
how?
I think there was, like, a stage where she'd pull up, like, five or six in a day. I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
something.
She goes rogue, doesn't she? But, you know, that's Redism.
It's great.
That's what she does, and...
And you you mentioned Millie Kerr. How much are you looking forward to her getting in it and joining the group in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, me and Millie are quite close, so I'm really excited to get her back. You know, she adds such a lot to a team. You know, with her batting, she's been scoring lots of runs for New Zealand, so it'd be great to have her back, but also her bowling, fielding, leadership. She's a complete package, and we love her at the Heat, and we can't wait for her to get in.
So apparently Mealy and Jess have never played against each other in a cricket match, and so the Heat Sixers match when you guys meet each other next will be the first time. How do you reckon they'll go with that?
Yeah, I never knew that, but yeah, I think they'll be fine. I was speaking to Jess last night, and she, I think she said she misses us, so you know, that might be that might be something that we look forward to next year. But no, Jess is a great girl. They're so good, and they're as competitive as anyone. So, yeah, it'll be nice to see them go against each other.
And we've got to talk about the biggest thing that happened all weekend with Grace Harris and that innings. What was it like watching her out there playing that knock?
Yeah, it was crazy. I said it before, but I think that was the best I've ever seen her bat. You know, I've been on the receiving end of some of that at club cricket down at Sandgate Redcliffe. You know, we'd get hit onto the road and someone would have to go and find the ball in the gutter somewhere. But, yeah, it's the best I've ever seen her bat. It was incredible. The way she was striking, she honestly looked like she wasn't even trying. So, yeah, it was incredible.
And what about when she hit the six and broke her bat? Like, did you hear the chat leading into that moment?
No, we didn't. We just heard that I need a new bat. So a couple of the girls ran downstairs and got the new bat. And then the next ball, she broke it. And then Grace is like, where's the bat? We're like, we're trying to get it. Like, you just literally just asked us. You probably got like 10 bats in your bag. So, yeah, no, that was the best thing was the next ball that she hit a six, it went like 20 metres further. And we were like, honestly.
Insane.
Crazy.
What's it like with her, like, bowling to her in the nets or batting alongside her? Like, I've seen her in the nets and it's actually kind of a terrifying experience.
Yeah. I actually haven't bowled a lot to her in the nets, but, yeah, I think, like, for anyone bowling at Grace, it's you're sort of scared of it coming straight back at you. But she's such a great cricketer, and I think, like, she's definitely come into her back to her best in the last, you know, you've seen her this season, but even last season she was great as well. So it's sort of nice seeing her in some really good form and competing and doing so well.
How were the vibes amongst the team after that innings and after that match?
We were just in shock, to be honest with you. We were like, what just happened? I've never seen something like that. And I don't think many of the other girls have been a part of something like that as well. And she was just so excited And I think everyone was just so excited with her. Like, she's worked so hard, and for something to come off like that was pretty special.
Has she spoken about it a lot in the days, like, since? I mean, it's gone pretty viral across our social channels. Millions of views.
Yeah, well, we pretty much say we just keep seeing your face on our feed, so can you get off? a lot of people have said that to her, but nah, she's all right. She sort of moves on pretty quickly, but I think she's pretty happy with herself.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And you've got Sarah Glenn and Bess Heath with you too this season. Looks like they've been going pretty hard on the TikToks and stuff so far. What have they been like to have around the group?
They've been great. Yeah, I've loved having them around. Yeah, I just got roped into my first TikTok with Glennie yesterday, so that was a bit of fun. And I think she's getting me back. So, you know, it's pretty fun. Like, I think both of them coming over into the group, knowing each other beforehand and being such good friends, both from the same part in England. So, it's been really good to have them around, and they've fit in perfectly to our group.
How did they rope you into the TikTok? And do you reckon they've got, like, other targets that they're working on?
Glennie actually came to me the first day and said, "Do you have TikTok?" And I said, "Yeah." And I gave her a look at my TikToks, and they're pretty bad because I literally just take the piss all the time. And she's like, "Oh my God, this is so great. Like, I just love it." And I was like, "Oh no, now I'm going to be roped in all the time." I think Bess just gets pulled on for the ride. She has to do them all. poor girl. But no, I think they really enjoy it. Glennie loves it. She always has the next one that she thinks we need to do. So, before Neely gets in, she'll have probably a lot more TikToks being posted.
Is there anyone in the heat that would be like a flat no to taking part in a TikTok?
I'm going to say Grace Harris, but she's actually been in one of Glennie's TikToks before, dressed in pink. So there must have been a bit of money under the table or something to get her in that TikTok. but yes, I think, yeah. I don't think anyone would be a flat no. Maybe Redders, but Redders might just stand in the background and do a little move or something.
She's just a keyboard warrior in the background.
She'd probably just post it, yeah.
Yeah, she'll post it. And Georgia, we've sort of been talking a lot about you as a cricketer, but what about your life outside of cricket? Tell us a little bit about what that looks like, what you do sort of in your spare time, and are you living in Brizzy at the moment, or what's the go?
Yeah, just living in Brizzy with my family, mum and dad. Try and live with them so I don't have to pay rent because it's so expensive.
Fair enough.
Just living at home and just playing cricket. I'm not studying at the moment. Currently doing the Belinda Clark Leadership Program, which has been really good. And sort of I've learned a lot as well. So that's been good. Love to get away to the beach when I can and the weather's nice. But yeah, that's me. I'm pretty boring.
That's not boring. Not boring at all. Ooh. Tell us what it's been like getting to know Belinda and what she's sort of added to you as a person.
Yeah, she's been great. I think working with her and alongside the girls that's also doing the program has been really helpful. I've never really had a leadership role sort of in a cricket team besides being, you know, I'm in the leadership group now, but I was always a leader in the footy space and the rugby league space, but, you know, cricket's very different. So it's been nice to, you know, see how other girls work and go about things as well. But, yeah, it's been really nice to get to know her and she's about and what she does. I, to be honest, I didn't really know much about her before I started doing it. So, yeah, it's been really good.
Nice. Oh, very cool. Well, Georgia, it's been great to chat to you today on The Scoop. Thank you very much for joining us, and we wish you and the Heat girls all the best at AB Field. We look forward to tuning in.
Thank you so much. Thanks, guys.
He leaves away. Australia away. Sit back and enjoy the stroke play of Meg Lanning.
This is excellent batting by Ash Gardner. Jonathan strikes.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.